You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Here they go, third and one. They fake the tush push. It's a snap to Hurts. They give it out to Barkley. Running on the far side, 50. Sideline, 40. Keep to the 30. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, like a rocket! 52-yard touchdown run! And the Eagles come up with a huge play and get their first lead tonight to start the fourth quarter. Wow!
And then you know what I hear? Come on, Marshall! Kevin Harlan on the call. Westwood One. We love to hear it. And that game was strange last night. Bizarre. At one point, I'm pretty sure it was indeed drunk.
How bizarre.
And it also was a very likely game to have a 19 in it. The Chargers beat the Philadelphia Eagles 22-19, that at SoFi on Monday night. And this, you know, a lot of people say it's time for America's favorite game or America's favorite segment or America's favorite topic. But I'm pretty sure this is America's favorite topic. It's time to go around the NFL. Who doesn't love doing that? So this is Around the NFL and Raheemy Harrison Grody, and we have a topic in the topic, which is, after the Bears lost to the Packers, who do you fear in the NFC? Who scares you the most in ye NFC?
Let's start with who does not scare us. How about that?
Is it the team that scored only 19 points yesterday?
That would be the team.
Hell of a run by Saquon, though, let's be honest.
Eagles.
The Eagles are getting less scary as the weeks go by. Their quarterback... How do you get two turnovers on one play? The first time that's happened in recorded NFL history.
Well, because you tempt fates by saying to the gods, I don't turn the ball over. And the gods are like, yes, you do. Smote.
He threw an interception. The player who intercepted the ball fumbled it. He picked it up. And then he fumbled. That's what happened to Jalen Hurts on the way to a 5-turnover game. I know people who lost their fantasy matchups last night because he had less fantasy points than Daniel Jones, who was, of course, carried off the field with a torn Achilles.
Life comes at you fast.
I won my week because of Jalen Hurts.
Are you serious?
Because you're going up against him?
Yeah, he only needed 6 points, and I was going into it with a 6% chance of winning, and then by the fourth quarter, 98% chance.
And let's just call this game what it was. Not quarterbacky. Like Justin Herbert had a 59.6 rating in this game. 12 of 26 for 139, a touchdown and an interception. And then Jalen Hurts had a paltry 31.2. 21 of 40, 240 yards, but zero TDs and four INTs. So, yeah. That was quite the game. So you don't fear the Eagles. Mark, do you fear the Eagles?
No, I don't. And it's a little bit disappointing because, and I don't know if this has gone through other people's heads, is it denting the meaning of what the Bears did to the Eagles last week? Because the Eagles seem to be a team that is kind of on the fall.
You can't let your... You know what you sound like right now?
What?
You sound like that guy who talks about how he broke up with his girlfriend feeling good,
yeah,
and then she got with a guy who was clearly out of shape, didn't have a job. You're like, wait a minute, was I dating someone who wasn't even attractive? Like, what? That's what you sound like right now, and I'm not going to let it stand.
Marky Downer? Do I sound like a Debbie Downer
when you address the mic.
I know
that it's not all about appearance, right?
Because what? I don't want...
Have you dated men?
No, but for women, it's not all about...
We're way more visual.
Yeah, we're way more visually stimulated. Way more. But as far as...
This is why I don't date his friends.
We're shallow.
No, we're not shallow.
A little bit.
Visuals matter. Aesthetics matter.
Right, just natural.
In that same category with the Eagles are, of course, the team below them, although only 1.5 games back, the Dallas Cowboys, who could be in the playoff mix. And I would submit to you the entire NFC South. I would submit to you the entire NFC South not afraid of.
Every year, there's always a division that nobody wants to win. And again, it is the NFC South. The Rams scare me. Is that better? My preseason Super Bowl pick is looking pretty good.
Also, my preseason Super Bowl pick. Yeah, so by that definition.
How did we do that? We didn't even talk about it.
No, we didn't.
I picked the Rams and Bills, and he too picked the Rams and Bills.
Well, you're looking good. Is anybody going to ever love Seattle for what? Is there any fear?
I love Seattle.
They
I got some respect
fear
and
Seattle.
Fear for
I
Seattle.
Fear, Seattle's Seattle. Out here quietly with a 10-3 record.
Double-digit wins,
I
man.
I fear Seattle. And I hearken back to Mark Grody's fear, and I'm going to lean into that. I fear a trip to Santa Clara, so therefore I fear the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, I don't feel good. But, again, different year. And my guess is
they're 9-4 when
the Bears do... Yeah, no, they're very good. When the Bears do play San Francisco against the 49ers in Santa Clara, my guess is they will guard the tight ends. My guess. That's just my thought process. I'm breaking it down.
George Kittle, who was like at 2% healthy, was like, yeah, I'll play the Bears. And then he got like a billion yards and some touchdowns and stuff.
It was some of the worst defense of game planning I've ever seen from the Bears. Maybe I shouldn't say that because I was here for Mel Tucker. But yeah, that was pretty bad. But yeah, San Francisco to be feared as well. 9-4. Yeah.
Also, like credit to Jackson Smith and Jigba. Also, like, quietly just doing his thing.
Is he still leading the NFL in receiving?
Yes.
That's great. Good for
him. They're killing it out there. Sam Darnold, 20 of 30 in that 37-9 win over the Falcons. 249 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception, a sexy 117 rating. Like, they're just doing the thing up there. I don't even know what happens all the way up there in that corner, but they're great.
What's going on up there?
The meatloaf.
So to be clear, I just want to make sure, in summary of this portion of the conversation.
They're 6-1 on the road.
Ma, the meatloaf.
We fear 3/4 of the NFC West, none of the NFC South, none of the NFC East. And then...
The NFC East fears itself.
Do you fear the Packers? That's the last portion.
Okay. Of course.
All right.
Yeah. So
there's 4 teams that are feared in the NFC.
We're already looking forward to the game on Saturday night, knowing that the outcome might just have the same results for fans. Like, either they win and people are drunk, or they lose and people are drunk.
Gang, I don't know if people have lost track of what Washington is doing right now, but folks, they are 3-10, have lost 8 in a row. It's pretty amazing what's going on with that franchise this year.
Why bring Jaden Daniels back, by the way? Like, why not just let him...
Do you know who started that losing
streak?
That's
such a good nugget.
Well, how the turntables.
Seriously.
I said this at the time, like 3 weeks later, I said, what if the Bears started a Commanders 10-game losing streak? Would that be justice?
No, because like the Commanders weren't really the problem there. The problem was the Bears. Then you're just hurting people because you got hurt.
Well,
and hurt people.
I'm saying, what's wrong with that? You don't want to hurt who hurt you? You don't have a little petty in you?
I just am like, did I win the head-to-head matchup?
Petty? I think
obviously. Yeah. But, like, I don't take it out on innocent people. There's no need
for
that.
Are the Commanders innocent?
No, but I don't need to send them into a 10-game losing streak.
Remember when Jaden Daniels was smiling the whole game?
I mean, I thought Jaden Daniels was really good last year. I don't want you to lose to everybody.
No, but I'm just saying that the Jaden Daniels Caleb Williams conversation. We'll call it
heavy,
conversation.
Was heavy last year.
It was a much worded conversation.
I think it was just because...
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Number one, you knew that the Bears in their current situation last year couldn't develop Jaden, wouldn't be able to develop Jaden Daniels or Caleb Williams. They couldn't develop any quarterback.
Yeah, Carl was right.
We saw what happened.
Carl was
no,
right.
No, Carl Williams was 100% right.
Carl?
Yeah, that's Caleb's dad.
Yeah. I see Carl. I see Carl every once in a while outside
well,
of the Bears locker room.
Well, tell him we said that at the time he was right.
Oh, please tell me. I have not had a good talk with Carl yet.
I would love if you would engage him in conversation.
Oh, no. If I had had time, because it's the worst time. We're waiting to get into the locker room.
I think it's the best time because you've got time.
That's true. But no, I did see him one time, and he smiled. Like, I was walking towards him. He smiles at me because I did give him a fist pump. I was walking toward. This was a case where I didn't. I was after the locker room. I needed to get upstairs. I see Carl, and I go towards him, getting ready to give him a fist pump, and he just smiles at me, and I smile back, fist pump, and that's it. It made me wonder if we have a thing.
That's why you open your mouth and speak.
Because I'm giving Carl a lot of credit.
Maybe he's got to ease into it.
Yeah, like from day one when he had not
concerns,
necessarily the stuff in the book,
but the concerns.
But last year I was like, yeah, when he had the meeting with Ryan Poles and say, why is it going to be different for my son? I don't know. Maybe Carl heard me being very
Carl
complimentary because
I have no problem with anything Carl Williams has done during this entire.
He's a good Carl
lifeline of the story.
Yeah. No. You same and maybe I'm just making this in my head, but. We smiled at each other, and I do wonder if that's the reason.
Okay, back to your, do you smile all at right. girls and think they're smiling at you, but really they're smiling at somebody behind you?
Oh, no, I'm usually pretty in tune with that. Yeah.
I smile at everybody.
That's a lie.
No, I mean, usually, like, when I'm out and about and stuff, yeah. Now, if somebody tells me to smile, do you think I'm smiling?
No one's telling you to smile, like,
oh,
as far
I've
as...
I've been told to smile.
No, I mean, like, and you're just walking down the street, no one's like... They tell you to smile if it's a social situation where they feel you need to be smiling because we're supposed to all be having fun.
Yeah, no, I told you about the time where I was like helping work an event for my friend. I worked the door and this guy was like,
event.
You need to smile. And I was like, you need to shut up.
You need to smile more.
The guy he wasn't invited to that event.
Poor guy liked her.
No, he didn't.
Poor fellow. Never had a chance,
later.
Apparently.
No, I'll tell you later.
Shoot
what that
or shoot.
Was.
Hey,
no, that was not shooting. That was a guy trying to... flex and fail.
Am I allowed to mention the AFC in
of
this conversation?
Yeah, is there somebody?
Do you believe
there.
Kansas City is 6-7 right now?
Yes.
You know why? Yes, because last year we saw the warning signs of this.
Even after the Super Bowl,
and then
people
were
already
like,
talking
they got
about it.
Back to the Super Bowl.
You're right, Layla. It was maximum effort for them last year to do what they did, wasn't it?
It's weird because the eye test matched the suspension, which also contradicted the result. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, like, that's what I feel like was happening. We all knew that we knew that they weren't the same as what we knew them to be. And they were likely running on some sort of combination of fumes and just who was available at certain positions because the quarterback contract money was what it was.
And then,
so all of that said, like, now we're seeing the actual decline of the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And you know what the sad part is? Is everybody who, like, was tired of the Chiefs and all this and that, and they hated them, and they, like, didn't care. I don't even know if they're appreciating what's going on. The fact that there is actual parity now in the AFC when there wasn't for years.
Well, I just want to point out, you said 6-7. I just want to tell you who the 7 losses were to.
Okay.
The Chargers, the Eagles, the Jaguars, the Bills, the Broncos, the Cowboys, and the Texans. Like, those are all teams that
fair.
Are
that's
at 500 or above 500. Although, are the Cowboys?
That is a
at
good excuse for
them. Well, they've got that tie.
The 5-5-1.
And really quick, I know we got a break, okay. But I did mention
Dallas is 6-6-1.
Yeah, they're at 500.
I did mention last week, keep an eye on the Colts and for the normalization to begin.
Well, I'm
and they have now, they are 8-5. They've lost 3 in a row, and guess who they play at Seattle this week? I said keep an eye on that team. They are falling away.
Yeah, that's why I picked the Jaguars to win the division a month ago.
You are on it,
sir. Not the Jaguars, sorry, the Texans.
That's another
one. The Jaguars look pretty good.
The Jags are 9-4.
They're third place in the AFC right now.
Houston 8-5. They've won 5 in a row. Jacksonville's won 4 in a row, and the Colts are going bye-bye, Tyler Warren. Bye-bye.
Well, Philip Rivers is going to lead him back to glory.
He's doing pretty well.
Strudzy.
Grandpa Phil is going to lead him back to glory.
Yeah, we got to get to that's a preview of our 5 on it because there's the olds are having a moment. And I think that I, as an old, should appreciate this moment. So we'll talk about that.
What does that make me if you're an old? Yeah,
don't talk about that. That's not important.
I'm an oldie.
Men don't really age the same. Let's just call
it. You're a goldie, not an oldie.
I'm a silver fox.
Okay. Yo!
You said that. You said
Mark
that.
Mark Rohde, 312-644-6767.
We're accepting all ages.
You've been filling yourself ever since
guys,
I said that.
I am, also, yeah. To
you're
whoever,
hot, though, Marshall. That's why.
Do you realize, like, somebody gave out our number, that this the score text line, the score phone number to a realtor, and we get those realtor
texts? Yeah,
I swear, if one of you gives 312-644-6767 as a number at a bar to somebody, I'm going to be very disappointed, but somewhat entertained in you.
As for my hair, by the way.
The bar, though, would they?
No, they'd be like, hey, this is so-and-so. I met you at X Place. Like, how's it going? And then we get the text instead, and I'll be like, I'm sorry. You have a radio station.
Text from the tree. Haircut looks sick. Robbie Triano, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, Robbie.
What's up, Robbie?
Next time. Yeah, what up, Robbie? Next time someone asks for my number, I'm going to give them the text line.
One time I know.
You can afford to do that? See, this is why you are hot. You could just give fake numbers to girls.
I'm not
definitely have witnessed people giving out Mike Jones's number.
Back to Layla's comment. Yes. It's not about looks.
Yes.
I come in with the personality.
Right, a little charisma.
Did
right.
you just
I'm
no,
the funny
you
one.
You can't
trust
do
me.
That after you said all that mess earlier.
What mess?
About how you're like, and then she dated some other guys, not attractive. And it's like, oh.
Yeah,
yeah, but
she's
like
right.
you said, it's different for women. So, yeah.
Yes, your double standard is wreaking supreme right now.
Yes, mm-hmm. as it should.
Man, I see why they call this America's favorite segment. This was a blast.
That was
we got
to
do this again
Good
sometime.
Good call, Layla. Good call.
We will. And also, we have a reminder for you. Next Friday, December 19th, join the score at the world-famous Brat Stop in Kenosha for the return of the Brat Bowl.
I'll be there.
Round 2 of Chicago and Green Bay. I can't wait for you to see it. You need to experience the Brat Stop.
I'm going to get a company rig for us. I'm driving, guys. But
hell
we're gonna,
yeah.
I'm going to see if I can get us one of the rigs.
I'm going to... Well, I'll live stream the hashtag content.
Yes.
Our show will be broadcasting live from 10 to 2, followed by Spiegel and Holmes from 2 to 6 that afternoon. We'll be joined by special guests and host from the Fan in Milwaukee. We got to find that Rami Makhlouf. The show's gear up for a huge game the next day, as we know. That's December 19th, Friday, from 10 to 6, the Brat Stop in Kenosha. It is all brought to you by Kenosha Subaru. For all you do, Kenosha Subaru. We had a great time last time, so come hang. Next, we get to come hang with the US 99 Morning Show. Melissa McGurran and Austin Huff join us. They have a request of us and a request of you, the listener. You'll want to get in on it next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.